Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Downright Upright Show, the place to go to hear out loud and proud what Minnesotans are thinking. And I am your host, Philip Anthony. Thank you all for joining us today, and I hope everyone is doing fantabulous. And fantabulous is fantastic and fabulous, put together twice as nice, saves time. You guys are feeling fantabulous?
Fantabulous.
100%.
There you go. You look fantabulous.
Ah, shucks.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
I even combed my hair today.
Yeah, it looks wonderful.
Thanks.
Yeah. But you can't tell too much with the headphones.
No, they kind of mess up my hair anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, you're all in for a treat today, everyone, because I have two guests today. It's like, remember that old commercial, two mints in one.
Two for the price of one.
It's a twofer today. First, we have Joe Swalve.
Hello.
And he's the current president of the Minnesota Pride Rotary Club and charter vice president. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you have a beautiful smile.
Aw, shucks.
You just got to keep smiling. It's wonderful. He should do smile commercials. Like, you know.
I think he should do laugh commercials. He's got the best laugh in the Twin Cities.
I love his laugh.
Yes. Uh-oh.
I love him.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
And also we have Leif Hagen. He's the district governor nominee designee. That's a mouthful. And is the past two-year charter president of the Minnesota Pride Rotary Club. Welcome, Leif.
Thank you.
And both of you, welcome to the Downright Upright Show.
Great to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Eden Prairie. It's beautiful in Eden Prairie. Sunny today.
Isn't it? Fantastic. Have you guys been having a good week? Everything going well?
It's been fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Fantabulous.
Fantabulous.
Fantabulous. Well, last night I went to a Oscar party, and I dressed up like this evil, like it's the Mysterious Menace, I think it was called, the costume.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun. I just watched the Oscars from the comfort of my leather sofa at home.
Yeah, I know. The end. Did you hear the Jimmy Kimmel, how he ended it with that, when Trump tweeted that nasty remark?
Yeah, yes.
And he brought it right out and said, "You want to play games, buddy?"
It was right on front stage.
Yeah, I know.
In front of everybody, millions around the world.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know,
who are you wearing, by the way, today? Isn't that what they ask at the Oscars? Oh, who are you wearing?
I'm wearing nice Minnesota nice.
Minnesota nice.
Yeah, and it also has like the LGBT flag.
You're out loud and proud.
I'm out loud and proud. You have to be, man.
I mean, why not?
Closets are for clothes, baby. Anyway.
And we all know ours are full, we can't go in there.
No.
Oh, and there's cobwebs. Kind of bleak. I hate closets. Anyway, before... You guys are great.
Yeah, it smells a little gamey in there, too. Don't go in the closets too far. Okay, let's roll.
Okay, I got to get through this show without laughing too much here. Mm-hmm. So before we get into the brass tacks of the Rotary Club, and especially the Minnesota Pride Rotary Club, I always like to learn about my guests' beginnings, like where they were born, raised, were educated, and interesting anecdotes in their past. Mm-hmm. So we'll start, since you are the president.
All right.
Let's start with you today, and Joe, and let's hear what you have to say about your beginnings.
So I was raised here in the Twin Cities. My whole life I've lived here.
And born.
And born, raised, all of it. Went to Apple Valley High School. Went to Bethel University, so I'm a good Baptist boy.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Uh-oh.
So growing up, I sang with the Metropolitan Boys Choir. So I've sang throughout the United States and Europe. I've been on a couple different concert tours. Sang in the Rosemary Clooney Show, everything all the way to the War Requiem with Robert Shaw. I've kind of singing done it all.
Did you sing Come On to My House by Rosemary Clooney?
We did not. I'm sorry.
What was the song she did that Mambo Italiano with Rosemary Clooney as well? Anyway, moving on.
So, yeah. Growing up, my father was in historical remodeling, so I've definitely gotten the design house bug. I've flipped a couple houses, and
Do you still do that?
I do. I currently just completed my last project. It's a Ralph Lauren modern-style home in the Lyndhurst neighborhood of Southwest Minneapolis. So
you never told me how
it's lovely. It's a beautiful house.
How talented this gentleman is.
Well, here's your chance.
You're talented.
Well, thank you. I mean, everybody's got to have a few tricks up their sleeve.
Did you have any interesting anecdotes to tell the audience about your the time coming up to your present coming out experience, I guess?
Well, I would say really I was kind of like the big brother that the best big brother I could be. I really spent, before I came out, I really spent the time helping raise my siblings. And
oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He's amazing. You raised your siblings.
Yeah. My father did pass away of a rare cancer when I was in college. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
My little sister was 15 years younger, and it was one of the things that I really wanted to be everything that I could possibly be for them.
Wow.
So,
wow.
And you said coming up to coming out, because once she graduated from high school, it was time to really start my life. So that's when I was able to kind of really organize the Baptist side of me and really be Joe. So
yeah, right. And it takes a very strong person like you to put other people before yourself. So it shows a lot about your character, Joe. It does.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Leif, how about you? Where were you born, raised? Tell us some short anecdotes about your...
Born in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Grew up in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, in the heart of Wisconsin. Went to school at St. Olaf College. Then I was a teacher. Taught foreign languages in Switzerland. Taught English in a public Japanese high school for 2 years. Then I came back and got a real job. And I got married to Anne, and we had 3 daughters. So I have 3, you know, teenage grown-up daughters. And I was kind of living the regular straight life and kind of putting myself, you know, kind of holding myself in the closet. And then I came out, and I got divorced. And
what initiated that coming out experience? Did something happen that made you come out, or did you you just said, I had enough, it's time, yeah. I can't live a lie anymore?
Well, I kind of got pulled out of the closet, but that's another story for another day.
It's not rated PG. I
well,
would guess
that's a story for another time. Philip Anthony. But so it's been a big thing in my life. I came out in 2016. I got divorced in 2017. And, you know, the big thing was being asked to be the charter president of the Minnesota Pride Rotary Club in 2021. And so it's been, you know, quite a journey.
My goodness.
Yeah.
And I want to tell the audience that your jacket actually matches your eyes. Can you believe that?
The blue. Does it bring the blue out of
baby
my
blue
eyes?
Baby blue. Yeah.
My Swedish eyes.
You have Swedish eyes.
Yeah, Swedish eyes.
I can't get over how it matches. It's crazy. Anyway,
yeah.
All right, so let's get into the heart and soul of the show, I guess.
Heart and the soul?
Yeah, the heart and the soul. Mm-hmm. In preparation for the show, I found out that the Minnesota Pride Rotary is the first LGBTQ Rotary Club in Minnesota and the 3rd in the entire United States. So congratulations.
It is.
Thank you.
I'm clapping in case
great.
You can't hear me out there, so clap. And let's get to the beginning now. How did the Minnesota Pride Rotary Club come into being, and when did it start? Mm-hmm. Anybody want to pick up the ball here?
So Rotarian Andrew Maris had the idea of having an LGBTQ Rotary Club, mm-hmm. and our past district governor, Tom Gump, and Joe and I and Jody Kern met for lunch in Edina, and we talked about, the 4 of us talked about starting the first cause-based club, an LGBTQ Rotary Club. So that was May, June 2021?
July 1 of 2021.
And August 24th is when we had our kind of celebration party to launch our new club called the Minnesota Pride Rotary Club. And as you said, it's the first LGBTQ Rotary Club in Minnesota, the 3rd in the U.S.,
And the fifth in the world.
And so it's been quite a journey, but, you know, we started a brand new club. A lot of big successes came in our first couple of years just starting a brand new club. Right now we have like 42 members.
Yep.
And a lot of those people are brand new to Rotary. They didn't know about Rotary, or they weren't invited to Rotary.
She must have had great outreach. You know,
we did.
I mean, it was wonderful. Yeah. Did you want to add anything to that, Joe?
I will say that For those that don't know what Rotary is one of the largest international philanthropic service organizations in the world. So it really is an organization that is there to do good. And it's really cool to be able to bring that scale of an organization to the LGBTQ community.
Mm. Okay, so you have 42 members. Do you have allies as well?
Friends, allies, and supporters are included in our club and even on our board. So everybody's welcome.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody's welcome. Yeah.
In diversity, equity, and inclusion, mm-hmm. we have to include all.
Yeah. And you have also, full disclosure, I went to one of your meetings because I wanted to be a little smart when I did the show.
Yeah.
I didn't want to.
Inside scoop.
Yes. Yeah. And you have people that you invite to speak, right, Joe? Is that what happens?
Yes. We always have a guest speaker. Anything from, let's say, someone with a homeless nonprofit, with like Avenues for Youth or The Link, and it can go anywhere to we also had someone who is in HR that came to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion side to HR. It really spans the whole spectrum.
That's wonderful.
I would say that our speakers tend to be LGBTQ related, so the topics tend to relate to our community, and we chose that to, we're an LGBTQ Rotary Club, so we want to have, talk about issues and things that are important for our community and for our club. So,
okay. And this show is an uplifting show, but I want to just step back a little bit, a little negative. Mm-hmm. Did you get pushback from any Rotarians when you developed this club, when this club formed?
Not in our district. Our district has been very supportive, and our past district governor, Tom Gump, was our club advisor.
But it was, on the whole, let's make it a positive answer. It was, on the whole, very well accepted.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, one of you can take this question up. What is the mission of the Minnesota Rotary Club? Pride Club, with the Minnesota Rotary Pride Club.
Yeah.
I would say pretty simply, it's to do good within the LGBTQ community here in town. All are welcome. A good example is homeless youth. So roughly about 10% of all youth right now identify as LGBTQ. And in the homeless shelters, about 40% of them identify as LGBTQ. So it's one of those issues that disproportionately affects the LGBTQ community.
Is it because the kids, excuse me for interrupting, it's because the kids are thrown out of their homes? Is that what happens?
Exactly. So,
their parents won't accept them.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
So
that's awful.
It's definitely one of those topics that really does impact our community. And that's one of the things that this year that I've definitely talked about is that the marginalization of others within diversity, equity, and inclusion. A lot of people know what it's like to be marginalized. And that's one of those common binding things that everybody can understand.
Mm-hmm. Anything to piggyback on that?
Well, I think one of our missions has been helping homeless youth. And so that's kind of tied in with a lot of the service projects that we have done. And
we're going to talk about that now.
Yeah, yeah.
IKEA has something to do with this, right?
Yes, the Swedish store, IKEA, as we say in Sweden, IKEA. Here they say IKEA, but in Sweden we say IKEA. But that leads into...
Joe and I say IKEA, right, Joe?
That's what you guys say, yes. But you don't speak the holy language, Swedish, yai. Like I do. But anyway, ya.
Oh, yai is I.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you betcha, don't you know.
Yeah, but... we did a district grant project. So our club, the Minnesota Pride Rotary Club, is one of 65 clubs in our district, District 5950. We applied for a grant, and we got money to buy 9 dressers and 9 side bedstands. Is that what you'd call
beds, them? Mattresses.
Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff.
And
a lot of it was like furniture that we assembled as club members together, a service project.
Oh, that's
we
nice.
We went to an apartment building in St. Paul. 9 apartments for 9 homeless youth, and we assembled all this furniture, and so that was a good start for furnishing these 9 apartments for these homeless youth.
You guys do amazing work. Goodness. And we're going to give you the information on how you can join this club. You guys have to join.
Yes. You know, all are welcome.
We want, even allies, which is amazing. I love that.
So are you asking where we meet and when we meet, Philip?
Well, we're going to do that.
Okay.
I have so many questions to ask you.
You're a very inquisitive kind of host.
I am. I pry. I pry. What are some of the, here we go with the service projects your club is involved in. What are some of them? And can you explain what they are? And I know one of them is the district grant project, right?
Leif? And we just talked about, furniture. Yep. Well, and we've done a lot of different projects over the first couple of years. But we did things like household items drive, a food drive, winter coat drive. We assembled art kits for the Backpack Project of Minnesota. And we've teamed with a lot of NGOs who help youth, like Avenues for Youth. That project was the winter coats. And the household items was for Claire Housing. And then we did a food drive for Avenues for Youth. So we've done a lot of different projects.
We did a holiday. We did holiday gifts for the different homeless youth at Avenues. It was a really cool type of a project because a lot of these kids are homeless because their parents have kicked them out. So they were able to actually give us different items that they'd want, like their own Christmas list or holiday list. And we were able to go out and really youth-specific, go buy them exactly what they wanted.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a really fun, great club meeting because we all wore our ugly holiday sweaters. There was a trophy for the best ugly sweater.
Yeah, they do
and
a lot of
It was just a lot of fun, and that's how we build our community, and that's why we've become kind of a chosen family. Everybody loves coming to our club, and we have a great time, and everybody's welcome.
Any other projects you want to discuss that you left out or anything?
We're doing one right now where we're going to donate sleeping bags as well to Claire Housing. We just did.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We just fed two of their apartment buildings as well, full of
like
their residents.
Like a pizza dinner for their residents. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, a lot of the homeless shelters, they also use blow up mattresses so that they don't have to sleep on a floor or a hard surface. Yeah. It's wonderful what people do to keep, you know, to get people out off the street that were thrown out because of
It was really cool talking to the residents as well because they remembered our driver. We were bringing bedding and pillows and different items, so they would say, "Oh, you're the ones that gave us the new sheets and the pillows and for our apartments when they were able to move into their first kind of apartment that they've ever had."
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool.
Wow. So I was a guest at one of your meetings, as I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that you start your meetings and you ring a bell.
The rotary bell.
The rotary. You can ring my bell.
Yeah. The rotary bell.
I can't sing very well. I'm sorry. I thought that was neat. And you bring a bell with you. And
we do.
How big is the bell again? Like about?
Big.
It's a brass bell. It's an old, kind of an
about
old tradition.
About a foot, right?
Maybe, yeah. A brass bell. But, I mean, we have 65 clubs in our Rotary District, but there are 35,000 Rotary clubs around the world.
And they all ring a bell.
Well, I think a lot of them do. Not all of them do. But the cool ones do. The fun ones do.
It was one of the first things we ever bought was that bell.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah, we ring the bell to start the meeting. We ring the bell to adjourn. And
it's the bell of freedom.
Oh, the bell.
It kind of looks like the Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Liberty for all.
Yeah. Well, we have a minute minute and a few seconds.
Before our break?
Yeah, but I want to break now because I want to get into the four-way test when we come back from the commercial. So my name is Philip Anthony. This is the Downright Upright Show. We'll be back after this short break. Downright Upright Show. Love me some George Harrison and give me love, give me peace on earth. Isn't that an amazing song?
Wonderful. Fantabulous.
It's fantabulous. I love the messages we have here on my show when I bring songs into the show. I always want to bring a song that is relatable to my listeners, and that's one of them. So
love and peace.
Love and peace.
On earth.
Be nice.
Be nice. Be good boy.
Yeah.
Unconditional love and kindness.
Exactly. So we're back, and we're going to talk about the four-way test. Now, I was there at your meeting. When was it? A couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. We always meet the second and the fourth Wednesday of every month, twice a month.
And can you name the place?
At Wise Acres.
And where is that?
It's an eatery in South Minneapolis on Nicollet Avenue. And for the art lovers in the room, it's around the corner from the Russian Art Museum.
Yeah, they had some great food, too.
Yeah, good appetizers.
You guys?
Cash bar.
Yeah, I know.
And why is a cash bar important for our meeting, Joe?
Because we are like a happy hour club.
Yes. You're... And at the beginning of our meeting, what do we do with our wine and our beer?
Cheers.
Cheers.
We do a toast to Rotary.
We do a toast to
Rotary.
And
that's different than a lot of Rotary clubs.
Because is that before the bell or after it?
That's after the bell.
After the bell. Okay.
Because Joe rings the bell to start the meeting. And then we, pretty top end of the meeting, we have the toast to Rotary, which is kind of like a little message or a little, you know.
That was actually the first toast to Rotary was my public coming out. I know.
What?
It was.
For our you celebration
came out
launch.
On your toast to Rotary?
I mean, everybody. Everybody knew. I mean, come on, look at me. It was no surprise.
Well, but I mean, that
however,
was his public story.
That was my public coming out.
I'm going to push back on that. I would. You look very butch. You do.
I mean, every once in a while, you have to grab a sledgehammer and knock down a wall when you're remodeling a house.
I mean,
but
I got to tell the listeners that, you know, not watching the show. You're a very tall guy. You're like
6'4"
Yeah, and you have a nice beard and you know, you keep your hair well, and you're a big burly man, you know. Are you single?
I am single.
Uh-oh.
He's
uh-oh.
Available.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
Here we go. You're going to start getting calls. People are going to join just to meet you now.
Oh.
And to have the open that bar, I mean, the cash bar, that's going to draw a lot of people, too, because we all love a cocktail every so often, right?
Well, it's just kind of a friendly, lighthearted social hour. Every club meeting from 5:30 until 6, and then at 6 o'clock is when Joe rings the bell to start the meeting. And then we start with the toast to Rotary, which is a nice way to start. A lot of Rotary clubs still do like a invocation or a thought for the day or even a prayer. But
when we were launching the club, it was one of those things that we wanted to kind of take the tradition, but then also let's make it a little bit more friendly and less religious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, sure. Now, before the break, we said we were going to talk about the four-way test. Who wants to talk about that? Because that's so
Joe, what do you think?
Well, the four-way test is really the moral code of all Rotarians. And so throughout their personal business life, the four questions that a Rotarian asks himself is, the first one is it the truth? And the second one is it fair to all concerned? The third is, will it build goodwill and better friendship? And the fourth is, will it be beneficial to all concerned? And really, most things in life, if you make sure that that's your checks and balances, is those four things, and that's – you really do make a really good decision. So
– and we say that every meeting, at the beginning of the meeting, and Rotary clubs around the world, they all say it. In Sweden, they say it in Swedish, in the holy language. But, I mean, they say the Rotary four-way test around the world.
You're crazy. Yeah, well. Anyway, so so in other words, it's these four checkpoints, I guess you call them.
In the Rotary four-way test,
Yeah, in the four-way test, are uniform throughout the country and the
Around the world, in the Rotary world, among our 1.4 million Rotarians around the world.
Now, you if I remember correctly, you make everybody repeat them, right? It's like a chant kind
Correct.
Of thing?
We recite them together.
Okay.
As a club.
You want to do that just really quick? I would love the audience to hear, because you did a great job. Ready?
So you say, you say first, and then you say second, third, and fourth, and then we're going to respond.
So
you say
first.
You just say first.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
First.
Is it the truth?
Second.
Is it fair to all concerned?
Third.
Will it build goodwill and better friendships?
Fourth.
Will it be beneficial to all concerned?
Wow, I love those.
Yeah,
those
it's our guiding principles kind of our
great.
Rotary. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, and now the Happy Bucks basket. I remember I was there, and I put a dollar in, and I actually, you know, my some of my audience knows that I did have a bout with cancer. And I shared that at your Rotary meeting because, again, everybody was sharing their personal
stories or things.
Stories, yeah. And so I thought it would be only appropriate for me to do the same thing as a guest.
Well, at the club, we talk about that we really are a chosen family. We are a group of people that really, truly cares about each other. We love each other, and we're there for each other. So it's one of those ways that people can say what's going on in their life. And then the money goes to a different charity. So
every quarter we select where we're going to send the happy bucks to one of the NGOs that we're working with or supporting in the LGBTQ community. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the person I have to repeat this because people weren't there.
Right.
So we want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. They have a basket that was created by
It was handmade. Right? It's like a rope basket, and it's. My friend Annie Young, she's a blind artist, a painter, and she also does these baskets, and it's rope wrapped with colored ribbon. And in our brochure, you can see a picture of it. You can't really see it, but it's a beautiful little basket, and we pass that around. So you really get to know more about everybody in the room and support everybody with their happies and their sads and their congratulations and whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a community builder thing. And by the way, we're giving the money to a charity every quarter.
To do the good work. Yeah. And anything else to add about the Happy Bucks basket?
It really is this wonderful time that we get to know each other. And especially when people are new, it's great to be able to show them how much we really do care about each other.
Mm-hmm. And what you're thankful for, right?
It
has a lot to do with that. Mm-hmm. So you put the dollar in, before you pass it to the next person, you talk about, something.
What you're happy and thankful
if you wanted a trip, or if you got a job promotion, or if you got to visit your best friend in Florida, or whatever it is. Or if you're going through cancer and you just need a little love and support from your friends at the Minnesota Pride Rotary Club.
It was so nice when I said that. They were very supportive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what, your first time doing the Happy Bucks basket, was that when you came out?
That was the first toast to Rotary. So when we did our big launch event, we kind of ran it like a meeting would be run.
Uh-huh.
So rang the bell, and then I came up to give the toast. I mean, I think I remember it. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you can remember it.
Hit the highlights.
All right. It starts out with a quote. Steve Jobs said, "Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs and the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the ones who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do. Mm. Cheers to those who've come before us, blazing the path forward for equity and equity, inclusion, and equality. We have arrived. Let's intentionally leave our past in the past, using past hurts and traumas as the inspiration for the journey that's allowed us to arrive here today as equal humans, not identified by the gender we're attracted to or identify as, but based on our humanity. We walk forward with confidence and pride that we have arrived, judged by our character, kindness, compassion, and generosity as we serve our communities, both locally and internationally. Cheers to us, the crazy ones, the ones who push the human race forward. For we are the ones who will change the world. Cheers to the founding of the Minnesota Pride Rotary Club. Cheers to Rotary.
Cheers to Rotary. Wow, Joe, cheers, that was amazing that you could rattle that off.
Joe.
I'm so proud of you.
I mean, it was I recorded it and it was my coming out.
No, but that was a great.
Oh, my God.
Just hearing it again makes me almost a little emotional.
I got the chills on my all up and down my spine. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. It was great.
Thank you.
What a beautiful speech.
It was at our toast to Rotary. It was at our launch event at the Hilton Hotel in Bloomington. That's where we started our club, at the Bloomington Hilton Rotary Club.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of felt a little too corporate. There weren't windows there, and it was kind of expensive. And we did our first social event at Wise Eatery in South Minneapolis. And when we got there, we're like, oh, this is where we belong.
This is our home.
Yeah, this is our home. And we've been there ever since. It's a great place.
We tell Wiseacres every Monday how many people are going to be there, and Wiseacres is a farm-to-table restaurant, so the chef creates whatever appetizers they want for whoever's going to, for however many people are going to be there. So you never know what the food is going to be. It's always just really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a cash bar.
Yes. Don't forget that.
The cash bar.
The cash bar.
Yeah.
No, but getting back to your speech, when you talked about people that are different, you know, that don't walk the same path as other people do. The square peg, I think you said, in the round hole.
Yep, square peg, round hole.
Yeah, I mean, and people that consider themselves part of the periphery of society. I think the mission of your club, if I'm not mistaken, is to get that periphery back into the center.
Yes, it's right. It really is. Let's get back to our basic humanity: love, kindness, compassion, and generosity.
Right.
It's so many times the emphasis is on the wrong syllable. And we,
the emphasis is on the wrong syllable,
not emphasis on the correct syllable.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
So, and it's really, let's just bring it back to the basic, our basic humanity.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, if you guys had to say anything out there to our LGBTQ plus community, people that don't feel part of the society and they feel alienated, do you guys have a message for them to get to? Besides joining your Rotary Club, do you have a message?
I guess the first thing I wanted to say, and you kind of said it, is everybody is welcome in our club. LGBTQ and supporters, friends, and allies. We're a very welcoming, friendly, fun group. We want people to come and visit us, mm-hmm. join us in our service projects, join us in our social events, and join us in our fundraisers that we're going to talk about in a minute. Mm-hmm. But Joe, what else do you want to say?
We are a chosen family, and all are welcome. Mm-hmm. Really, truly. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Allies are welcome as well.
Allies, supporters, and friends.
I love.
It takes everybody to change the world.
I love the allies. Yeah. Because you know what? I always say this on my show. We are a small percentage. The LGBTQ community is a small mm-hmm. percentage of the population. The allies are the ones that buttress us and bolster us and make us validated, keep us part of the community. They welcome us into the community. And I want to thank them all out there. And I hope they join as well, your Rotary Club. They're all welcome, correct?
Yeah. We have some allies in
our
club.
Yes, I know.
On
beautiful
our board
people.
In our club. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Awesome people.
And the other thing is for parents whose kids are coming out and they need that support system as well.
Support resources.
It's definitely, it's a really wonderful, I keep saying chosen family, group of kind people, and everybody really bonds over the LGBTQ cause.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys have a lot of fundraisers in your club. I was told the Drag Brunch fundraiser at the Granada, mm-hmm. Which is in Uptown. And it's going to be Sunday, April the 21st.
That's right.
Am I getting this all right?
You've got all the details, the facts, and the figures, Philip Anthony. It's going to be our third annual drag brunch fundraiser.
I can put it together. You make me laugh. I love you.
No, it's the third one.
You're a wonderful
and
person.
Like I like to say, it's not the average spaghetti dinner fundraiser. And, you know, we have a lot of people that come that maybe have not been to a drag brunch before. So, like, how does this work?
Yeah, what is a drag brunch?
Well, how does it work, Joe?
Yeah, Joe.
What do we do at the drag brunch fundraiser?
So, on the fundraiser side of it, we have a silent auction. We have a wine pull. We have a 50-50 raffle. We have
You have drag queens,
We have the drag queens.
And maybe drag kings as well?
We have one drag king and three or four drag queens. And they perform, and they work the crowd, and they run around and meet everybody. And
oh, I love it.
Dollar bills are flying all over the place, and it's a lot of fun.
Wow.
Mimosas. Do you like mimosas?
Of course, who doesn't?
On a Sunday morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$25 bottomless mimosas.
What? How about Bloody Marys?
Oh, well.
I think we're a mimosa crowd.
Oh, yeah, this is a mimosa crowd. Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of morning alcoholic beverages. Yeah. Yeah. Do you know there's some – I'm going to – say something that I just want to know how you feel. Do you know that there are some states right now where drag queen shows are illegal? What do you think about that? You couldn't even have this drag brunch in a certain states.
It's appalling. It's appalling that they want to.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's the hatred and bigotry in some people's hearts is something that I just don't understand.
It's performance art. That's what it is. It's an art. Drag, being in drag is an art.
Yeah. If you don't like it, stay at home.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's all you have to do.
If you don't like it, stay at home.
Stay home. Yeah. And actually, I have next week I have a drag performer on my show. So stay tuned for that one. That's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm going to repeat. It's a drag brunch fundraiser at the Granada. It's a restaurant, right? The Granada?
No, it's a theater.
It's a theater.
It's a theater.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah, in Uptown.
Uptown on Sunday, April 21st. Did you want to add to that?
Well, and you can order tickets online.
Yep, doors open at 10:30. Everything starts at 11, and I think ending time is about 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So.
And we get tickets online.
Yep.
Where can we get tickets, Joe?
Where do you get tickets, Joe?
On Facebook and Instagram, Minnesota Pride Rotary, and there's a Eventbrite link that you can get your tickets for.
Yeah, but I can't believe you even have this beautiful website. Mm-hmm. I was on it. What is it? What's the website?
Well, our biggest social media, I think, has been Facebook. That's really been a big push for our launch and getting our information out. Also Instagram, and we also have a website.
What is the website? Do you know?
mnpriderotary.com.
Oh, .com? .org.
Just Google MN Pride Rotary.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I get my comms and my orgs and my EDUs mixed up.
I get so confused with orgs and comms and all that.
EDUs. It's confusing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So fundraisers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What else? Do you have anything else?
That's really been
horizon?
Our primary fundraiser is the drag brunch. I mean, all the club members help out. We get corporate sponsorships. We welcome corporate sponsorships. So if there are any companies out there, people who want to give a corporate sponsorship. And then, like Joe said, we have a silent auction. So if people want to donate, you know, a gift basket or a service, a dinner for six at their home or anything, whatever, tickets for the hockey game or whatever, you know, all those things help us raise money so that we have money to help other NGOs in the community and help in our community.
Yeah. And so outreach is, you know, the internet, Facebook, Instagram.
Yep.
Do you have other ways of outreach?
We have a booth at Pride.
Minneapolis Pride in June. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
This June, right?
Every June. Well, the last two Junes and this June, the third annual June.
Well, I have to say that...
Are you going to be there?
AM 950 is going to make a big presence at Pride this year.
I love it.
I think we're going to be doing... this is where I'm going to have to ask Patrick to jump in, because Patrick is my encyclopedia. Patrick, are we going to have a live show, from what I'm understanding, at Pride this year, or... is it pre-recorded?
I actually cannot give you an answer to that. That's above my pay grade.
It's above mine as
to be announced.
To be announced. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just come and visit us.
Stay tuned for more.
Yeah. Stay tuned for more.
Will there be swag at your booth?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm still trying to work on merch for my show.
Yeah, I got to get some merch.
Yeah, because my co-host, the first week of every month, I have a co-host show, and my two co-hosts, Austin Ballhagen and Matt Amundsen, come on. We talk about current events and their opinions and stuff. Mm-hmm. And every time they look at my fan, my LGBT fan, they say, you should make merch out of this and put the Downright Upright Show logo on it. What do you think? Wouldn't that be cool?
I mean, everybody would want one.
And, if it's like a hot June... I mean, people could use a fan.
Yeah, they could walk around the park with your fan, and you could.
I mean, it would be perfect.
And get people to listen to the show, and
easy to throw in their bag or in their purse or back pocket.
Well, we're going to take a short break again because I still have a minute, but I want to talk about the shift. In case you don't know what that is, if you haven't listened to the show, the shift is when I shift the questioning away from your journey with Minnesota Pride Rotary, and we talk about what's going on in the world currently.
Hot topics.
That's hot pockets. Anyway, my name is Philip Anthony. This is the Downright Upright Show on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Minnesota. your brother, everybody get together. Try to love one another now.
Welcome back. I'm Philip Anthony, the host of the Downright Upright Show. I have my two wonderful guests today talking about the Minnesota Pride Rotary. But now we're going to hear their opinions.
Uh-oh.
And we have just reached the part of the show called The Shift. And the reason why we call it The Shift is because we shift the questioning away from your journey as Rotarians and into your opinions.
Are we shifting gears?
Shifting gears.
Oh, shifting gears.
But don't forget to say the F in shift. Otherwise, we have problems, okay?
We don't want the beeper bleeper to go off.
We don't want any problems. Yeah, yeah. So say shift.
Shift.
Yeah, I had one guest say shift it. So anyway, so let's – I love the laugh. The laugh is amazing.
He's got a great laugh. Well, you know, you haven't talked about your shift from New York – to Minnesota.
Oh, they
I wonder,
know.
They know.
It's old news already.
Oh, old news. I love your New York.
I could talk like a New Yorker. Yeah. I had coffee this morning and, you know.
What did you put in your bag?
My bag. You know, but it's funny because my husband always said that when he first met me, my accent was thick, really thick, like a shake, a milkshake. Now it's a little diluted, you know.
Very diluted. I mean.
I say bag now. Like for bag.
Bag, like we say.
Yeah, and I say coffee, and I say water.
No, you're just talking normal.
But welcome to Minnesota.
You've made a nice shift to Minnesota.
You have to be nice to New Yorkers, though. We're nice people. We have a very bad...
Very frank, very to the point.
We have
in a hurry.
We're not passive aggressive. We have...
You say it as...
Yeah, I mean, to the point.
That's the difference. Okay, so let's bring up some – this is like a lightning round. We'll talk about these issues. And at the end of the show, you can reiterate where they can get in touch with you guys, how to join,
where to find information.
You just
we'll
run
give it
with
to
the ball. Yeah.
All right.
Touchdown, like a football game. All right, so I'm sure you both have heard the State of the Union was a total home run, speaking of sports analogies, for the president. Every time he was heckled, he retorted with an absolutely amazing retort. And the rumors of the president being cognitively challenged have pretty much been stamped out. Even I was watching Fox News, which I don't do.
You watch Fox News?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I was, you know, you channel surf sometimes when you watch TV.
Yeah, you got me nervous there for a second.
And they were even saying that he was like on, you know, which is crazy. I never heard them. They always say that he's like, you know, losing it and all that stuff.
Well, I think the other side is actually losing it, but
that goes without saying. So,
Orange Oompa Loompa.
If any of you watched the State of the Union, do you have any thoughts about the president's performance?
I wanted to watch it, but I was gone, and I was like, "Where was I? I was at like some social event, and I'm like, I'm missing the State of the Union, so I can't really comment because I missed it." But
I just read some highlights online, so that's
okay.
He did a great job.
Yeah, he did. I mean, even if you watch excerpts, you know, if you don't watch the whole thing, he the Republicans weren't standing for anything he was saying. They weren't clapping or doing anything like that. But yet he – with the infrastructure bill, for example, you know, a lot of that money went to their districts, these House people and senators. And, you know, to fix roads and bridges and – you know, fix pipes and, you know, lead pipes in their district.
We got to fix it.
Yeah. And the president turned around. He was funny. And he turned around and said, but you took the money, though. You took the credit. But it was me that gave you the bill.
Gave you the money.
That gave you the money. Yeah. So good job. I mean, even Minnesotans are going to be really happy when we don't have to worry about lead in our water. It's going to take time to change those pipes, but it's...
We got potholes to fill, though.
Yeah.
Oof, yeah.
Well, yes, that money is going to be for that.
Filling the holes.
Yeah, like remember, you know, I always harken back to the day when the bridge collapsed in Minneapolis.
Oh, my goodness.
I was almost there. I don't know if I told you this. I was driving along to visit a friend of mine who lived on St. Anthony, Maine, right along where the bridge was.
Oh, my.
And I was like literally maybe 3 or 4 minutes away. And I was wondering why the cars aren't moving.
Yikes.
There was nowhere for them to go.
Yeah.
I mean, there was
– no bridge.
Yeah.
So, I have a friend who had driven over that bridge earlier in the day.
Yeah. I was almost there. Yeah. So, yeah. And I always remember these those that lost their lives because of bad infrastructure. So thank you, President Biden, for passing that bill, because it's going to be amazing once we get bridges and tunnels and everything fixed.
Fix it up.
Fix it up. And also to piggyback on the State of the Union, Republican Senator Katie Britt of Alabama. Did you hear about her?
Oof-ta.
Okay, so she provided the country with some comedic relief, as she sounded like a commercial that should have had Sarah McLachlan's song "In the Arms of the Angel." She was going, President Biden. Yeah, she should have won the Academy Award.
Oh my goodness! I started watching that, and I just couldn't. Was just a train wreck.
Oh my God! It was so phony. I mean, it was an Academy Award performance. She should have won the Academy Award.
What was she wearing?
She was.
Who are you wearing? I'm still listening from last night.
It was a fabulous color green.
What are you wearing?
I mean, I will give her that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she was in the kitchen. They put her in the kitchen. So that's...
Well, she also did co-sponsor the border bill, right? And that was all going to pass until all of a sudden Trump said we need everybody to vote no.
Thank you very much, Joe.
I mean, oofta.
She passed. She worked on this bill hard, like, to get this bill passed. And then when you-know-who, the ex-president, you know, turned around to the Speaker of the House and said, no, we don't want to pass that bill. Don't bring it up on the floor. Because if they bring it up on the floor, it'll pass like that. You hear the snapping? Yeah, like that. Da-da-da-da.
Bum, bum.
Yeah, anyway.
The opposition party they are.
Yeah, yeah. But did I do a good impression of her way she talked? I'm the president. Biden is, it's just...
Kind of affected.
Yeah, it was crazy fake. Yeah. And as you may have heard, Nikki Haley and Representative Dean Phillips dropped out, leaving just the two...
The two former adversaries at it again.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, A or B.
I think it's very stressful for me.
Oh, the orange Oompa Loompa just needs to go away.
Isn't it stressful, though?
Oh, my gosh, that hair, too.
I remember crying, like tears, bawling when he won the first time. And crying, tears, bawling when he lost the second time because of different crying for different reasons the second time. And it's so stressful. And I bet a bunch of people are on you know, Valium because of this.
It's divided our country. It's become divisive. And it makes us...
Yeah,
kind of a laughing stock in other countries.
Yeah.
My pen pal in Iceland, oh my gosh, I have to just stop Loiloi from talking about our politics in America. I'm like, Loiloi, we can't talk about politics anymore. Let's talk about your volcanoes.
Oh, and Sweden was welcome to NATO.
NATO, yeah. Welcome, Sweden.
Congratulations for Sweden.
Yeah, finally.
My Swedish friend here is very happy about that.
Yeah, tack skoda ha.
Yeah, but
thank you.
Oh, okay. And President Biden had the Prime Minister of Sweden as a guest at the State of the Union. I don't know if you knew that.
Well, I didn't see it.
He was there.
I didn't know.
And he stood up and everybody gave him a standing ovation.
Yes. Well,
yeah. So
I think they should clap for the Swedes.
Good job, Sweden.
Yeah.
And the final thing really quick before we say goodbye. The governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, is sending National Guard troops to protect subway riders. That's the latest thing. That's frightening to me that, you know, we can't even ride a subway, right?
It's crazy.
Yeah, we need some safety over here.
Yeah, we need safety everywhere. Yeah, And so, anyway, we must close out the show. You guys were amazing.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
You have to do it again sometime.
You betcha.
Anytime you want to come, this is a forum for you, because LGBT people need a voice. And you guys are a voice.
Yes.
And
Thank you.
We love you. So how do we find out more about the club?
Again, go on to Facebook or Instagram, Minnesota Pride Rotary. Or on our website. But the best, I think, is Facebook because it gives all of our upcoming meetings, our speakers, our social events, information about our fundraiser, our drag brunch fundraiser that's coming up in April. All of this stuff is on Facebook and Instagram. But
Or else you can stop by and see us second and fourth Wednesday of the month at Wise Acres.
What's the – where is – tell them where that is. What city is that in?
It's in Minneapolis. It's just
– Uptown?
South Minneapolis.
South
Nicollet
Minneapolis,
Avenue.
Nicollet and Diamond Lake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Diamond Lake exit off 35W for the art enthusiasts in the room around the corner from the Russian Art Museum.
Okay. And if you are interested in the Minnesota Pride Rotary Club, go to mnpriderotary.org or go to Minnesota Pride Rotary on Facebook and Instagram. My thanks to Joe and Leif.
All are welcome.
He's going to hate me. All are welcome.
Safe with Leif.
And much thanks to my listeners. I love you. See you soon. See you next Saturday, 5. Bye. Love you.